Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Runner's World podcast with me, Rick Pearson.
Me, Ben Hobson.
And me, Jane McGuire.
Today we're talking with Dr. Brendan Stubbs about whether running can make you not only happier, but smarter too.
Ooh. Well, I think looking at just the three of us,
we're really
absolute proof that it's
exceptions that prove the rule.
Yeah, exactly. yeah. Well, that you two spoke to him. I wasn't involved in that one, not for any sort of like mean ousting.
We did an IQ test beforehand.
You're glad that you kept me away from those damn doctors.
Yeah, me and Rick took that one because we're just smarter and more in tune.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Well, Ben, you may not have taken part in the interview, but you have got some news to thrill us with.
All right. So this, yes, I do. And this only happened yesterday or something like that. And it's yet to be corroborated. But I'm going to tell you, Rick, because me and Jane have both, there's a news story being penned at this minute. So we know what this is about. But I want to tell you about it because you'll probably have a fun reaction. So there's a professional cyclist called Tom Pidcock, who is an exceptional athlete. I mean, you know, he wins lots of things. He's the under, I think, 23 world champ cyclocross and is now racing in the elites. And he's just signed to the Ineos Grenadiers. And so he's, you know, super. We're not talking about like any old bod. He's a sort of great British cycling hope. He's sort of, you know, he's exceptional. Anyway, he posted on Instagram that he went out to run to try and break 15 minutes for a 5K. So that's what we're talking about right now. This is the expectation. Yeah. And he went out and he ran with his Garmin and he got in and uploaded the file. And it says he did a 13:25 5K, right? Right. So you think like, yeah, that's incredible. I mean, that's, I haven't got the numbers in front of me, but I'm pretty sure that's sort of about 10 seconds off the British record.
Yeah, I think
it's about 30 seconds, isn't
it? Yeah, I think it's 50 seconds off the world record. So, I mean, it's pretty rapid. And it has been flagged now on Strava, which I feel is really sad if he did do it. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. And if he's gone out and run that time and now everyone's throwing loads of shade on him.
This is my favourite thing about it, is like the guy's just gone for a run. He's an athlete. He's a professional athlete. Like, he's obviously going to be fast. Maybe he's not this fast, but the number of like classic keyboard people have just gone absolutely ludicrous. Absolutely no way he's done this. This is nonsense. So it's just like the guy's just gone for a run and he's uploaded it, and it's his GPS from his watch.
Yeah, he's like uploaded a little picture. Like, it looks legit.
If I went off and I thought, oh, I'll try and do under 20 for this 5K, and it told me 18, something like that. I mean, I probably would know because, you know, you kind of have a feel, but it doesn't matter. Like, it's just that he's obviously someone of status and it's insanely quick. So it's just funny. Like, I'm really like, the GPS error, it applies to everyone, regardless of your abilities. But it's when you're trying to do a 15 minute and it says you're, you know, 30 seconds slower than Mo Farah. I think that's quite impressive.
I know what you mean. I think there's a kind of disproportionate reaction, isn't there, from the online community around kind of what can be just genuine errors,
yeah,
that might bump from your watch, that should come with a kind of prison sentence if you were to upload something that isn't completely accurate.
It could be accurate. He could be that quick, and then all these people are just like, nope, you've not done it, and he's there like, I've done it. I've got the proof. I've got my watch doesn't lie. Well, maybe it is. But I don't know. I just feel bad for the guy. I'm like...
Well, anyway, there's... I know, he uploaded a video at the same time. So it's this, you know, go and check out the post. But he uploaded a video and people are literally just like, there's no way you did this. Looking at the way you're running in the video, you were no way doing sub 4 minute mile pace. And all this was like critiquing his running technique via an Instagram video. It's amazing. Anyway, I love it for all those reasons that he's obviously very fast and all the power to him for going out there and trying to smash a run out. And I think that that's the one bit of news that I saw this morning, which made me chuckle.
Nothing irks the running community like a dubious upload.
Exactly. Especially from a rapid, someone fast. They're better than me, yeah, but I don't believe them. That's my favourite thing, yeah.
That's good. Well, let's go back to what we're going to talk with Brendan about later on. So I'll just give people a bit of background on this. So ASICS recently funded a big study into the effect of physical activity, the effect it has on your mental well-being. And essentially, the headline is that lots of physical movement, such as running, has a profound effect on your mental health and your cognitive ability. So essentially, it makes you not only happier, but smarter. And I thought maybe we could have a chat about this, because I think all of us are probably not surprised that running makes us feel happier. But do you think that running, since running, start with you, Jane, since running, do you think you've become smarter or perhaps, you know, more decisive, or, you know, you feel like your brain is working better?
No, I don't. No, that's probably me being moody on a Monday. I think I'm a very, very indecisive person, and I do a lot of my thinking on my runs, so maybe that helps. Like, maybe I can kind of get things straight in my mind. I think I'm more productive when I've been for a run. Like, I think if I, at the moment, I'm doing a lot of my runs in the evening, just because as I keep banging on about on everything, I've got a puppy and I can't just get up and go for a run in the morning, which I really miss, because I think I'm more productive at work if I can go out, get outside, go for a run, and then sit down for a day of work. Whereas if you're running in the evening, I feel like I'm more productive when I'm sat watching Married at First Sight Australia, which is probably the wrong way around. Sorry, colleagues. But yeah, I think it makes me more, switched on, but I don't know. Maybe I should do a test. Maybe I should do, like, when I was a kid, I had to do Kumon, which I don't even know if it's still around. It was like maths for kids that couldn't do maths. Maybe I should do like a Kumon paper before and then a big Kumon paper after and see what happens.
I'll do some research, Jane, and we can get those papers to you, no problem. Yeah.
Bring it back. You had a little box. It was like a little lunchbox and it had all your maths homework in. Bad times. Shout out to all
what
the kids
you, Ben?
Doing Kumon.
what would you say, Ben?
I don't know. I think it's... So it makes me think, when I was at my final year of uni, I remember started when I was started revising for the exams, me and my housemate would go for a run every morning. And I guess because we were sitting down all day in the library trying to cram 3 years worth of work into one day. I think that the running kind of helped process that and gave us a bit. That was when I kind of, like, if I think about making me smarter and running, those are the sort of times when I think about it. I'm a bit like Jane. I think that if I'm trying too hard to think on a subject, then it becomes almost too much, where I think the distraction of being out, getting out and doing something, it gives you that, it's like distracted thought making, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like, you're not 100% focused on the issue. You're focused on something else, and it kind of allows your brain the space to work things out. I think that is where being slightly smarter maybe in my decision making comes from, going out for a run and giving myself the time to process things like that. Well, has it made me smarter though? Nah, probably not. I mean, I still do it. It's the smart thing would be to, you know.
Yeah, if the study said that running made us more stupid, would we all still do it? Yeah, probably. Would you?
Probably
Rick?
Would.
Yeah,
probably.
Running took 10 minutes off your brain power every day. Would you still go and run?
Probably. I probably would. I probably
really
would.
Flipped it on its head there, haven't I?
I think running, it's maybe a little bit like what you two are saying. I think it has made me a bit more disciplined. Like, I think that, because you have to be quite disciplined to say, see a marathon through to the finish and the training involved. I think it's made... I brought some of that discipline to other areas of my life, and I kind of would pride myself on sort of seeing something through to the finish in a way that I think pre-running was probably a lot more flaky, I think, as a person.
But you not think you're more flaky now because of running? Like, oh, sorry, I can't do that, I'm going running. Like, does that not go into the remit? Like, oh, do you want to go and you know, there's that, I think it sucks in a lot of time and effort sometimes running. I think that there's that, and it just becomes more of a priority.
Yeah, so maybe, yeah, I know what you mean. So maybe some other areas of your life might suffer a little bit. But yeah, I think that the pluses I get from running, yeah, are the kind of the, yeah, just making me a bit more disciplined and someone who, like, I feel like if I say I'm going to do something now, I kind of want to be the kind of person that can be relied upon to do that. And I think that running has given me a little bit of that, yeah, that quality.
Well, that's how I mean, you don't know this, but we all call you Reliable Rick behind your back. So
we do.
There you go, mate.
Well, that would never have happened before running. I'm really, really glad. There you go. Good. That's perfect. Yeah. But yeah, it's interesting. Like, I think this study shows that it was like, you know, it's stuff like your memory improves and your decision making and all these kind of like quite big, yeah, big kind of cognitive advantages that you get through moving. It doesn't have to be running, of course, but we're a Run As Well podcast, so obviously we're going to promote that as the movement of choice.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think you've ever made a really bad decision off the back of, like, your brain being full of, like, endorphins and dopamines from running? Have you ever come off and gone, yeah, do you know what? I'm feeling pretty buzzed after that run. I think this is the right thing to do. And you've gone, oh, no, I did that. That's a bad choice.
Oh, I definitely did, because I remember the exact moment. It was that I'd had a really good commute into work. I think I was like, yeah, 7 miles in under an hour of a backpack, and then off the back of that, I signed up to do the 100 miler. I was like, yeah, right. I was like, yeah, count me in. Which was, I don't think one leads to the other, does it? It's not kind of like, if you can do that, then you can do that.
My very mediocre small commute was excellent. I better sign up for 100 miles. Yeah.
This is the Runner's World podcast.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ben, you'll probably remember because you had the joy of sitting next to me pre-COVID. I'd come into work like having a really great commute, and I'd always finish my run at that little Tesco near work, and I'd come back with like jam and raisins.
Oh yeah,
and
oh,
just
yeah,
be
some
like
weird things. Yeah.
I just was so pumped in the shop. I just walked around and bought things I liked, but none of them make a meal. So I don't think I've ever signed up. I've never done something as reckless as signing up for 100 miles, but I've definitely finished my run in a supermarket and just gone round like a child, really excited, and just bought things and then had a weird collection of food.
Well, there you go. You should never go shopping. You should never go shopping when you're hungry, and you should definitely never go shopping after you're
like high on the run
buzz.
Yeah.
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 Just 900 croissants. That's it.
Yeah. Just a jar of jam.
I reckon our listeners have got some goods. We've got some good answers to that as well. I'd be interested to know if anyone listening has made some reckless decision off the back of a good run. If you have, you can let us know, podcast@runnersworld.co.uk.
Yeah, let's read them out.
Be, It will definitely be, we'll read those out because it will definitely be what you've done. I've signed up for this race. I'm now, you know, decided to do the 500 kilometres in June or whatever it is, you know, like it'll just be something ridiculous.
I want to hear from someone, you know, like the people who run a marathon and then propose. Like, I want to hear from people like that. Like, I proposed, I booked a holiday, I spent...
Oh, do you mean like, as in like not planned to do it, but just crossed the finish line and went, this is the time.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Just was like, yes, this is the best feeling ever. I'm going to do X, Y, Z. And then have the next morning been like, wow, I didn't plan to do that yesterday. I think I want to.
What was I thinking?
Have you spontaneously proposed at the end of a race? Let us know. Podcast at runaswell.co.uk.
That's great. All right. Well, I reckon we should get our guest of the week on then.
Yeah, let's do it. Guest of the week. Here in the studio. Guest of the week. Sometimes on the phone. Could be an athlete. Could be a physio. Or a complete unknown.
Our guest this week is a leading exercise and mental health researcher based at King's College London. Dr. Brendan Stubbs recently oversaw a study looking at the effect physical activity has on our mental well-being. And he's here to tell us more about what he found out. So Brendan, welcome to the Runners Well podcast. So tell us then, for you, what was particularly exciting about some of the findings that came out of this?
We all get the concept, right, that movement or running or exercise is good for our mental health, and that's been known for quite a long period of time. But most of the sort of data and the science which has informed research or public health or policy has really relied on asking people questions about how does it make you feel within yourself, or rating scales of symptoms of depression. And that's great, and it allows you to get scalable data on large numbers of people. More recently, there's been some studies looking at what happens when you do running or sport or exercise and put people within a magnetic resonance imaging scanner. And this is really, really resource heavy, so it can take up to an hour just to get a scan off one particular person. So we've got an abundance of data showing that movement is good for your mental health. We've categorically, you know, proved that with observational and real-world data. And we've got some preliminary data, which is really resource-intensive, showing that if you put people in scanners in hospitals, which is incredibly difficult and time-consuming to do, that you can get changes within the brain. But what we've not been able to do is really translate that evidence into people outside of a real clinical hospital setting to say what actually happens immediately after you engage in a period of exercise such as a run. So what's really exciting about this particular study is that we're able to use portable EEG devices to capture various different logarithms of brain waves within people before they engaged in running and then immediately after 20 minutes of running. And that particular process enables you to see within each individual what were the key metric changes before and immediately after. And that translation into the real world enables you to see just the powerful impact that 20 minutes of running can have on people's mental and cognitive health through these objective changes within the brain waves.
And how much, can I ask, in this study, how long were people, how much kind of do you need to experience that mental uplift? Were they running for 30 minutes on a treadmill, or was it just a quick 5-minute run had the same benefits?
We did this study in a really standardized way to try and get as much replicable results and consistent as possible. So what we did initially was we asked a group of 7 people to sit still with these EEG headsets on for a period of time when nothing was happening. They were just sitting there rather innocuously engaging in a mundane activity. And we were measuring these key metrics across the brain as people did nothing. Then people did a 20-minute period of exercise and running, some individually, somebody with somebody else, and then looked immediately after the EEG headset was put on again and looked at what were the changes in cognitive and emotional facets, such as memory, cognitive stress, engagement, increased relaxation. So those were the metrics we looked at. And what we can say from this study is that you can see really important and quite substantial changes in brain waves from 20 minutes as a result of this. So we don't need to go and run a marathon. We don't need to go and run, you know, 10K or longer. You know, the benefits may be better that from that, and that could be future study. But within this, we only specifically looked at 20-minute run and found some really, really interesting results.
Yeah, I'm sure that will be a relief to most of our beginners, won't it, Rick?
Yeah, exactly, Jane. Yeah, it's nice to be like, right, you don't have to do lots and lots of this activity to get some really cool benefits. And the ones that I'm interested in, because I think that perhaps like a lot of runners, we're not particularly surprised perhaps that running makes us happier. We kind of know that anyway, and it's great to have the science to back that up now. But it's the stuff that running seems to sort of, you know, to make you smarter as well. It seems to really improve your whole cognitive state. And I'm interested in those findings from this study, Brendan. Like, what can we say that actually running, what's it doing? Is it giving us a better memory? Is it making us better at decision making? What are some of the conclusions that you might be able to come to?
Within this, we looked at different brain waves across emotional aspects within the brain and brain waves and cognitive aspects, which you're referring to there. And we saw some really interesting changes in people's cognitive or brain function more broadly, rather than the emotional processing, which is how we feel. And found some really sort of interesting findings that overall people had a good cognitive or brain function uplift across the board, which we saw across all people that took part. And we also saw some really interesting results, such as increases in the activation for memory pathways, for reductions in cognitive stress. And if we have lots of cognitive stress in our lives for long periods of time, this can lead to further issues down the line. And also increases in focus, engagement and reaction times. And some of these were up to sort of 10, 20, 30, 40% increases from doing absolutely nothing. So it's really profound changes that we're seeing after a 20-minute period, these brain activation pathways that influence sort of key decision makings within our daily lives.
And I think obviously over the past nearly year now, we've seen a massive kind of increase in the number of people running, which is amazing. And do you think these findings will provide a compelling case to get more people moving, or people who are kind of struggling to see, you know, oh, I'm not getting any faster, I'm not feeling much fitter, is this a compelling reason you could feel happy?
Absolutely. Running and, you know, indeed any sport or exercise should really be about pleasure, enjoyment and also the challenge, and as opposed to feeling that I have to go out and beat time X, Y and Z, or I have to do so much time. And these results really back that up, that you get improvements within, you know, brain processing speed of 26%, 21% improvements in memories, up to 58% reduction in cognitive stress. And when we go through the times like we are now, knowing that just 20 minutes, you know, which is achievable for many people, and you can build up to that, and there will be benefits before that, and there will be benefits after that, can be an important opportunity for people to start feeling better, functioning better, and experiencing the benefits and the joy of running.
Amazing findings, I think. Like, hugely compelling reasons to get moving. Thanks so much for coming on the Runner's World podcast and talking more about these findings. I think they're really interesting. And if anyone was listening to this and kind of umming and ahhing about starting to run, I think that can give people the push they need. It's incredible benefits for physical and mental health. So thank you very much. So that brings us to the end of this week's Runner's World podcast. A big thanks to our guest, Dr. Brendan Stubbs, and to you, of course, for listening.
Subscribe to Runner's World magazine today to get 3 issues for only £5. Visit hearstmagazines.co.uk/runnersworldpodcast to get this exclusive listener offer. The Runner's World podcast is available on Acast, iTunes and all of your favourite podcast apps. Just search Runner's World UK and click subscribe. Thanks for listening. We will see you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.